morning prayer, I want to offer a special prayer for the Favela family. For those that were not aware, Ariana Favela passed away this past Wednesday at around 9 o'clock in the evening. And we want to make a special prayer for the Favela family. At this time, we'll take a couple more. If there's any other, we'll take two more. Are there any other prayers, special prayers? All right, I please ask that you join me as we talk to the Lord this morning. For those that are able, I would ask that you would please kneel with me. If you're not able, please remain seated. Thank you very much. Good morning, dear Heavenly Father. We come before your throne this morning to thank you for the many blessings that you've showered upon our community, our church, and our nation. We are a grateful people, and we thank you for the blessings that you've showered upon us. We thank you for the protection that you've given to our special church family, those that are in harm's way overseas, those that are fighting for the liberty that you gave us that we might share with others. Heavenly Father, the sacrifices are great, but your love is greater. We ask for the continued protection, dear Heavenly Father, of our armed forces overseas, the men and the women who serve our country. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless the Favela family as they mourn the passing of their father and one of our stalwart church members. Lord, he's sleeping until you return and take him home to be with you. We pray that you will comfort the family in this dear grievous hour. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter, the blessings that each individual has received here. We continue to thank you for these each and every day. And Lord, we thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for the rains and the showers that are coming. We pray for our church school, dear Heavenly Father, as we try to open it, we try and fix the things that are wrong. We try and repair the roof. We try and fix the interior, Lord. There are many things that we're attempting to do. And we ask for your hand and your guiding that we might complete the task that is set before us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We know that there are some among us that are having their problems. It might be in finances, Lord. It might be in their marriage, Lord. Whatever it happens to be, Lord, please hear their voice. Comfort them. Comfort them in their hour of need. We pray for them, Lord. In everything that we do, we pray that their prayers will be answered and comfort will be given unto them. Lord, we pray for the world. We pray for our enemies, Lord, that have not known your name. We pray that our voice will be heard throughout the world as we campaign to bring forth the truth of your holy word. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be with each and every individual that is here this morning. You have heard their silent prayers, dear Heavenly Father, prayers that are uttered that only you can hear. You might not answer them in the way that we would like them to be answered, Lord, but it's not our will, but thine be done. We ask now that you would be with Elder Bob Kuwaiti as he gives us the sermon today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you listen to our prayers. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.